a remarkable activity that was, I think, very forward-looking for its time. It was a multidisciplinary laboratory. I think it does not exist any longer. It was a laboratory, as I said, Professor Bolt was a physicist, Professor Baranek was an electrical engineer, Professor Newman, who was one of the senior leaders in the laboratory, was an architect. And they are the trio that formed the Bolt, Baranek, and Newman Company. In fact, I was one of their earliest employees. This was when their company occupied, I think it was one room at Harvard Square, and had a part-time secretary. Now it's a high-rise building in Cambridge and a world-famous company. The laboratory that you asked about was multidisciplinary, with people from physics, from engineering, electrical engineering. I think there were mechanical engineers. There were certainly some architectural people. And these folks worked together in a very effective way. Acoustics its primary thrust was physical acoustics and communications acoustics. And, of course, acoustics is sort of an interdisciplinary area. And it was rather enlightening and stimulating to have this kind of mix of technical people under one roof. We occupied one wing of what was called Building 20. I believe the building still exists, as a matter of fact. It was put up during World War II as the radiation laboratory, mm-hmm. and I think it's never been torn down as yet. I haven't heard about it being torn down. This mix of talent was a rather stimulating thing. We would get seminars as diverse as people coming on from on ultrasonics. Ted Huter, I remember, a famous ultrasound person, joined the laboratory. And we started learning a little bit about ultrasonic uses, biological uses of ultrasound. There were people that were interested in underwater sound propagation. And the laboratory, as I recall, did some transducer work and signal processing work for the Navy.